Hello, this is Russ Walden, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I'm moving over the face of the deep to redefine, reshape, and remold your life circumstances, your relationships, and even your physical body. This will cause you to break forth and walk in the enlargement of step according to my power and my promise. I am manifesting the pillar of my glory in your life so you may walk in its shadow and follow the leading that I provide thereby. This leading will come through the tugging on your heart, the whisper in your ear, and the moving within your spirit of my voice saying, "This is the way, walk you in it." I am the one who comes alongside you, but I desire for you to come alongside me so that heaven and earth may agree, bringing the deliverance, provision, healing, and blessing that you seek. It's not just going to fall on you like pennies from heaven. Give me some cooperation, and I'll give you some change. As you lay your head down to rest, I will speak in your ear and reveal to you what tomorrow holds and what I expect you to do. For your portion must be fulfilled in obedience so that I may fulfill mine and keep my good promise over your life. There are four rivers that proceed from the human heart, even as the four rivers that came out of Eden. One of them, like the river Havilah, flows into a land of gold, bringing my overwhelming provision into your life. This will cause you to break forth on the right hand and on the left. And there is a change of course, not because the river has changed, but because the geography of your life is changing. Where there's been dryness, cracked earth, and dead bones, I will cause the irrigation, the moistening of my spirit in my presence to begin to moisten the bones of your dead visions and resurrect those things that you've asked and asked and asked for, but then after so long a time, you gave up on them. By my will, I will cause a resurrection of those things, a deliverance and liberty where there's been bondage, lack, and brokenness. I am a mending God, mending your life, and bringing healing and restoration to those things that have been broken in your life, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word prophet to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "If we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper." I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, "Believe the prophecies." It doesn't say, "Believe the prophecies." It says, "Believe the prophets, so shall you prosper." And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want you to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.